Let's lock into something practical and musical here. We're going to focus on a simple idea that makes a massive difference in drum and bass production inside Ableton, and that's making sure every sound has a purpose and a place. When a tune feels clean, powerful, and expensive, it usually isn't because there are more layers. It's because the right layers are doing the right job. A lot of producers hit a point where the track has energy, but it still feels crowded, weak, or blurry. Usually that comes down to arrangement and frequency overlap. Too many sounds are fighting for the same space, especially in the low mids, the upper bass, and the top end. And in DNB, where everything moves fast and the drums need to punch through clearly, that matters even more. So the first move is to listen to your idea and ask a very direct question. What is each sound actually doing? Your kick is giving weight and impact. Your snare is giving crack and attitude. Your sub is giving foundation. Your bass mid-range is giving character and movement. Your hats and percussion are giving speed. Your atmospheres and effects are giving depth and scale. If two or three sounds are trying to do the same thing, one of them probably needs to change, get simplified, or disappear entirely. That's not a setback, that's production. And honestly, this is where tracks start sounding professional. Inside Ableton, a really solid workflow is to solo elements in pairs. Kick with sub, snare with bass, hats with tops, main bass with lead or vocal chop. Don't just ask whether they sound good on their own. Ask whether they help each other. Ask whether one is masking the other. Here's your first what to listen for moment. When the kick and sub play together, do you hear one combined low-end shape that feels solid and intentional, or do you hear a messy blur where the punch disappears? If the kick loses definition, or the sub changes note shape in a weird way when the kick hits, they're competing. That's where small choices in Ableton matter. You might shorten the sub envelope slightly, so it gets out of the way. You might tune the kick so it sits better with the key of the track. You might use EQ8 to carve a tiny pocket, or use sidechain compression to let the kick speak clearly. Nothing extreme, just enough to create separation. And this works so well in DNB because the genre depends on speed, impact, and precision. The drums are moving quickly, the bass is often complex, and if the low end is unclear, the whole groove starts to feel smaller. Clean separation gives you weight without mud. Now let's talk midrange, because this is where loads of DNB tracks either come alive or fall apart. If you've got a Reese, a Foghorn, a distorted bass layer, some synth texture, and maybe a vocal or stab all stacked together, the risk is that they all fill the same band. The tune feels loud but not strong, busy but not exciting. A better approach is to give each layer a role. Maybe one bass layer owns the low mids and gives body. Another brings the aggressive upper harmonics. A texture layer adds width and motion, but stays lighter in the center. A vocal chop or stab appears only in gaps, instead of playing constantly. That kind of planning creates contrast, and contrast is everything. If every sound is always on, nothing feels important. Here's another what to listen for moment. When your main bass phrase hits, can you clearly identify the tone that carries the groove? Or is it just a wall of energy with no focal point? In strong DNB, there's usually one element that gives the phrase its identity, and the other layers support it. A great trick in Ableton is to group your bass layers and process them in stages. Shape the role of each layer first, then work on the group. That means you might high-pass a texture layer so it stops clogging the body of the bass. You might narrow one layer with utility so the center stays controlled. You might saturate a mid layer to bring out detail, while leaving the main body cleaner and more stable. Then on the group, you can glue the idea together with subtle compression, eq, or saturation. The key word is subtle. If the layers aren't working before the group processing, the bus won't magically fix it. Build the balance first. Another thing to watch is top-end fatigue. In DNB, it's easy to get excited and stack crisp hats, rides, percussion, noise layers, impacts, and bright distortion. At first that can feel energetic. After a while it just gets harsh. So instead of making everything bright, choose where the brightness lies. Maybe the hats carry the crispness, while the percussion is darker. Maybe the bass has aggression in the upper mids, but not loads of fizzy top. Maybe the transitions use bright effects, but only at key moments. That selective brightness keeps the track exciting for longer. It also helps the loud parts feel louder, because you've left room for them. Arrangement plays a huge role here too. One of the smartest things you can do is let elements take turns. You don't always need a new sound. Sometimes you just need one sound to stop for a moment. Mute the texture in the second half of the phrase and let the bass breathe. Pull out the ride before the snare fills so the fill hits harder. Drop the stereo layer in the first 8 bars of the drop, then bring it in later for lift. Automate a filter so a layer evolves instead of repeating flatly. These are simple moves, but they make a tune feel designed instead of stacked. And that's really the bigger mindset here. You're not trying to fill every space. You're shaping tension, release, focus, and movement. That's why minimal changes can make such a big difference. If you want a solid exercise, open one of your DNB projects in Ableton and pick the busiest part of the drop. Start muting elements one by one. Every time you mute something, ask yourself, did the groove get weaker, or did it get clearer? If the track improves when a sound disappears, that sound wasn't helping enough. Then do the same with EQ decisions. Don't just boost because you want more excitement. Cut where something is unnecessary. Create room on purpose. A lot of premium sounding mixes come from removing the right information, not adding more. Also, trust your ears over your eyes. Spectrum analyzers are useful, but they don't hear groove, weight, or emotional focus. Use the tools to confirm what you hear, not replace it. And quick reminder, if this feels tricky at first, that's normal. Ear training takes time. The more you do this, the faster you'll hear overlap, masking, and unnecessary layers. Stick with it. This is one of those skills that upgrades every single track you make. So to wrap it up, the goal is simple. Make each sound in your DNB tune earn its place. Decide its role. Give it space. Let important elements stand out. Use Ableton tools like EQ8, Utility, Grouping, Automation, and Sidechain to create separation instead of chaos. Listen for whether the low end feels unified and crunchy. Listen for whether the bass phrase has a clear focal point. And remember, clarity is not emptiness. Clarity is power. Now go into your session, strip back the busiest part of your drop, and rebuild the balance with intention. That exercise alone can completely change how your tracks hit.